views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. Here it is, Friday, December 5th. It's, you know, December already. It's amazing. And we went through a cold spell here in Seattle, and now we're back to rain. So people, you know, we complained about the rain, and now it's like, oh, let's get back to rain so we're not so freezing. It's funny. Well, before we start, I want to also share with everybody about the Woman of Wisdom Conference. It's coming up February 12th through the 16th. We've got lots of events. Seattle's a great place to be in the wintertime. We're not as cold as the rest of the country, except for California. And you can look at all the events at womanofwisdom.org, our website. And you don't have to attend the whole conference. You can come. We've got a couple special pre-conference events, a two-day intensive and an evening and a day. And also a special event with our keynote speaker, Jean Shinoda Bolin, is going to be here Friday night and Saturday for a workshop. So those are great. And we have early bird specials for all of those that you can find on our website if you register before or by December 31st. And I'm kind of holding off because my guest, I'm not sure if we have her, going to have her on the phone yet, but I'm going to have today two Woman of Wisdom presenters, Janaki Severi and Melissa Wadsworth. And Janaki, she has a master's degree in counseling. She's trained in Reiki, Jinshin, Jutsu, Ayurveda wellness, hands-on healing, as a conscious and trained empath. She works in the business world as a people development champion, as a coach, an interpersonal skill trainer. And she also has a private business assisting her clients to be magnificent. She's going to give a workshop on Make Friends with Your Empath, and that's going to be Sunday, February 15th. And you can look at all her information on her website is managingdynamics.com. So, Brian, do we have Janaki on the phone yet?
Not yet, but I'll do the best I can.
Okay. Well, as another option, we could get Melissa on the phone. I don't know what's going on. All sorts of things today. I got stuck in traffic just getting someone to the airport and had to rush home to get here on the show because a train was blocking the road. So anyway, so we're going to get Melissa on the phone, and we'll get Janaki on when we can reach her. And Melissa is a good friend of mine, and she is the author of a brand new book called Collective Manifestation, Heart-Centered Blueprints for Creating Intentional Community. And Melissa, are you here on the line?
I am on the line.
Well, great. We're just, you know, today's kind of a funny day, I think. So we're just going to breathe. So Melissa is a new community visionary, certified dream coach, change catalyst, and creative intuitive. As I just said, she's the author of this new book, Collective Manifestation, Heart-Centered Blueprints for Creating Intentional Community. And she's going to do a workshop on Woman of Wisdom on that topic. She's got a passion for authentic communications, out-of-the-box ideas and processes. And her company, she's the founder of Brilliance Unlimited. It supports people worldwide in the manifestation of amazing life journeys. So welcome, Melissa.
Oh, well, it's so great to be here, Chris.
Yeah.
I was ready.
Well, good. I know. These emergencies, you never know. I mean, you know, stuff happens. So we just deal with it.
I know. I must have intuited it.
We were sharing earlier this week wanting to talk about, you know, because what we're talking about here is building community, and yeah. how there's this, there's a, and I'm wondering how much you sense this. There's, it feels like there's a longing for something greater now in this era that we're living in, and yet people still have trouble making connections, or how right. to do it, or are reticent to do it, or scared to do it. So, right. give us your thoughts on that.
Okay. You know, it's been interesting. As I've gone out and spoken about collective manifestation, I was somewhat surprised to find out that people are very much still struggling with interpersonal communication about how do they connect to other people. And it seems to be true whether they're single, you know, part of a couple, or you know, in groups even. So we're in that place of transition, in which we have this deep longing to be more connected. But if you look at the surface of our life, in some ways we're surface connected through technology, but that doesn't always make us deeply connected. And what we're really longing for is that deep connection. And we are sensing that even as we're more connected online, that is not fulfilling that need for the deep connection. So that's right in alignment, I think, what I felt when I was called to write this book about taking part in creating community. So I picked up on that deep longing. And so I just feel like I need to take a few steps back, just sort of as a preface, to say that each of us first has to find that inner home within themselves, that allows them to reach out into the world in a way that is both daring and connected to heart. So we have to be willing to get out of our comfort zones. We have to be willing to be vulnerable. You know, vulnerability is a great topic because, you know, Brené Brown, I think, talks about that with great effectiveness and has really resonated with a lot of people. But we really need to be willing to experience vulnerability because that's where our true heart connections are. So it can be as simple as just this month saying, okay, I'm going to do some kind of connection with other people, whether it be go to a party where you don't know anybody, join a new group, go to a meetup, you know, try to start your own group, in which you feel vulnerable, in which you are asking to be connected to other people, and you are able to do that in a way that's both vulnerable, but you're not taking it personal either. If other people are too busy, if other people seem to have a mindset that they don't have more room in their lives, you're not to take that personal, but we do have to be willing to put ourselves out there and then just observe where we connect, where we don't, and always, always move forward in the connections that feel easy and welcoming, and they will show up. So I just wanted to sort of start at that point with an appreciation for the fact that connection with other people really can be difficult still.
Yeah, and your point on vulnerability is important because we do feel vulnerable. And I sense, even with myself years ago, before I started to do any kind of volunteer work, or I was afraid to make the right decision. Is this going to be right for me? Am I going to like it here? Am I going to like the people? You know, what if I get stuck somewhere I don't want to be? And then you don't do anything. And that doesn't serve you either. Right. You can test the waters. You know, it doesn't have to be that you have to stay there. If it doesn't work out for you, try another route. You know, just try right. something. Maybe perhaps in, I would think, in the area that you, something you have passion for.
Exactly. And that aligns with a lot, some of the keys of collective manifestation, in which I keep reminding people that whether you're doing manifestation individually or you're doing it collectively, you have to know where your points of contact are, because in reality, we are never doing anything all by ourselves. So you do have to put yourself out there. You do have to understand how your gifts and talents and interests are just devices, basically, to allow you to find like other people. You know, to, your interests are a way for your curiosity to connect you on your path. So really not to overthink it. There's always something in front of you that is the logical step toward more connection, towards more understanding about your life path.
Well, and, you know, if you just put out the intention, just put out the thought that hey, you know, I would like to connect. I'm feeling kind of alone. I'm not meeting new people. I don't feel like I have the friends I would, you know, like to have.
Right.
Just putting out your intention to meet new people and then watch what the universe provides for you, because things will happen, you know, and to pay attention to if someone all of a sudden shows up in your life. There's a reason for that.
Right. You know, and again, connecting with the world, connecting with your life, connecting with others has to be based in awareness. So you say, watch out, you know, look how the universe is always giving you what you need. We're losing that great thread of self-awareness, and that always has to be developed first. We have to know how to be aware of what's around us so we know how to take advantage of the gifts and the grace we're always being presented with. And also I say, you know, you can even take, you know, one step beyond the intention is to actually voice it. Tell people, family, friends, about your longings, about how you want to be connected. Because people really do want to help connect you in ways that are meaningful, but they are not mind readers. They get busy with their own stuff. So the more you can voice that with, again, you know, you have to accept some vulnerability with that. But it's a good thing to voice it, to put it out there. Just the sound itself has a power to it.
Yes, that's so true. Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We'll take a short break and come back and talk more with Melissa Wadsworth.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
We're back on Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Melissa Wadsworth. She's the author of Collective Manifestation, Heart-Centered Blueprints for Creating Intentional Community. So we were just beginning to talk about, Melissa, you mentioned there's 11 keys to collective manifestation. And
right.
So let's go through this. But before we do that, I want to remember, can you give people your website where they can find you?
There's two places they can find me for my coaching work. They can find me at melissawadsworth.com. And for the book, Collective Manifestation, they can find me at collectivemanifestation.com.
Great. Okay. All right. So the 11 keys to collective manifestation. And I know you use these keys to even do your book.
I did. Because I have worked with the law of attraction in the past, I generally had an idea of what the manifestation path was. And this book was all about, okay, now how do we expand that? How does the manifestation path change or expand when you're talking about bringing about things together as a group? So that's what these 11 keys reflects, not only personal things that are part of the steps you take towards manifestation, but then as a collective, what are the additional things that you need to keep in mind? So, of course, we won't be able to get to all of them today, so let's try to at least get to the first three, because that sets the true foundation for any kind of manifestation in your life. And the first one is to identify portals of opportunity. A lot of times we overthink this. There, as I mentioned, about the interaction with other people, there is always those things in our life that are entry points for us. The entry point may be a change we're deciding to make in our life. Okay, that's the kind of portal. That's the kind of doorway that presents new opportunities. So going through change with real awareness will allow you to bring about things into the new space you're creating.
So change, that would be like someone, they got fired from their job, they've got to find a new career, a new job.
Right. It'll be any kind of, it could be chosen change or not chosen change. It's still an opportunity to, because you're still in the middle of co-creating with the universe at all times. So it doesn't matter how the change comes about, as long as you stay in a place of awareness, you can bring about something more of your choosing. Let's say as you move into the next phase, you can see the gifts within the change. You can see how the universe is actually conspiring to help you get to your ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it as a blessing, like, even, instead of a, I mean, some people think that there's so much fear around losing a job or having those kinds of changes. They actually can be exciting times for us. And like you, as you say, a portal of opportunity. So if we just change our mindset around that instead of going into fear of changes.
Right. And, you can allow yourself your moment of panic. As long as, that's a natural human reaction. We are humans based in the ego mind. So we need to allow our ego mind to freak out, but then bring back a sense of centeredness and groundedness through what we know is true for our life. Things like, things eventually work out for the better. I've seen that time and time again with people who go through change, unchosen change, let's call it. It usually works out for the better for people. So if you can keep that in mind and realize that you're not a victim to the world or to other people or to circumstances, that's the most powerful place you always come to for manifestation. So, and that's just, change is just one of the portals. Your attitude is a portal. You could shift your attitude from one of pessimism to optimism, and you're going to change the way you feel about manifestation, and it's going to change how you co-create the things that you bring about in your life. Your interest is a portal. Just knowing what it is that really you're fascinated with in life, if you choose to focus on that and bring more of that into your life, that is a going to manifest a different kind of reality for you. So there's all kinds of portals of opportunities. You don't want to be somebody who's passive and wait for the world to deliver something to your door. It just doesn't really work that way. You want to be...
Oh, that's too bad.
I know, we keep waiting.
We want that, yeah. Be rescued. We want
exactly.
to be rescued.
We do. There's times we all want to be rescued, and we want the great thing to knock at our door, and we just welcome it in. But, you know, you can't. The thing is, once you start actively manifesting, then actually bringing about that kind of reality and synchronicities, let's just call that synchronicity, happen more and more. So it's sort of that catch-22 by being more active and co-creative in what you bring in your world and looking at the opportunities right in front of you, then you actually are more likely to have synchronicities that feel like the magic that you've always longed for.
Yeah, that's true. And they can, and taking one step at a time, things will unfold, and allowing it to happen, too, is part of that.
Right. It's like, you know, having a general framework. You know, all the steps in manifestation is about creating an energetic framework that then holds possibility, holds expanded possibility of even what your mind can come up with. So you want to have the framework there, you know, the idea of what you're bringing into the world while leaving space for the unimagined to also come in. So we're not super controlling. You're not trying to super control. Control actually has a constricting effect on what you manifest.
So you're actually now talking about getting into that second key.
Yeah.
So tell us
about
that.
Right, about the simplified. The simple having, you know, you want the occupied, simplified inner space. And again, that is about being willing during those pivotal times in which you want to bring something about. You have to realize that in order to bring something about, something new, you have to first occupy a kind of spaciousness. You have to declutter. You know, a lot of us find that if we try to create something new in our life, but we're living, say, by an old story, those two things are going to be in conflict. If I have an old story about being powerless and I'm trying to be a famous person, okay, those things are going to be in great conflict with each other. So occupying simplified space is decluttering the stories, decluttering, you know, what has to happen, so that you can occupy a kind of spaciousness in which, at the center of it, hopefully, for all this stuff, you know, the book is Collective Manifestation, Heart-Centered Blueprint. So that heart-centered is where you establish it in the simplified space. And right now on the planet, one of the most important things you can do is try to germinate, try to hold a sense of what it really means to love yourself. And if you can generate that energy, and if you can get more familiar with the energy of self-love, then everything that you manifest from that will be the best for self and the best for others. Because love is the most
expansive. And that's one of your
keys,
too, that heart-centered space. But I think
it is. And you need to think about that. I don't want to say think about it. You need to hold space for that, have an intention for that from the very beginning in any manifestation process, to understand that manifestation is not about creating stuff, about achieving, you know, greatness. Those things may be a byproduct, but what you really are doing in the collective manifestation process that I'm talking about at this time, in a way that evolves humanity, in a way that contributes to collective consciousness in a very optimal way, is holding that expansive heart space, and that is space of self-love. And that's something that we tend to avoid because there's just this little seed of thought, I think, in many of us, and we're socialized into it, and it gets affirmed, is that we're not worthy, that there's no way, I don't even know how to love myself. There's so many things wrong with me, you know, that I don't even know what that could possibly feel like. So we avoid it. And that's why being willing to be gentle with ourselves and knowing that basically it's all perfect and it's all good and you're exactly where you need to be is a way to gently get into more self-appreciation and self-love. So that's what that second step's about.
Mm-hmm. Well, and part of that, too, you talked about letting go of the old patterns and habits.
Yes.
To clear that energetic space, you know, so that you can. And so there's just a lot of deep inner work that you need to do, clearing yourself individually. Because if you go into, you're talking about a group manifestation, a community, mm-hmm. you bring in that old stuff into the group, you know, what's
right.
going to happen to the group? It's going to impact the group and affect the manifestation of what the group is calling for.
Right. And even when you're like-minded, if you bring in a lot of the old stuff that it's not energetically in alignment with what you want to manifest and what you want to bring about, then, and I'm sure everybody has experienced this, what you end up is a group with a lot of static. And that static can show up in a lot of different ways. It can show up as egos clashing. It can show up as confusion. So it's very important that people do the personal work along with doing the collective planning, the collective participation, the collective engagement that you hope to do.
Yeah,
and at least you mentioned
those aspects you're talking about are the shadows that show up in groups, and they're going to show up anyway because we're all human. But what's the third? We just have if you can share with us what
just
the third
very
key
quickly
is.
You touched on it, you know, earlier. It's about planning those clear visions and intentions. So you know, once you have identified the portals for opportunity, once you have created spaciousness, then from those two places, you're more likely to have real clarity around the intentions, you know, about what it is you're bringing into the world, why you're bringing into it, and how you might do that with others. And so those three steps out of the 11 that are just your foundational steps, which are really which open you up to more expanded possibility in the world.
Well, that's great. And I encourage people to check out. She's going to be doing a workshop on this at the conference on Sunday evening, February 15th. So check out the website at womanofwisdom.org. So thanks, Melissa. It's great to talk with you today.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay. And we'll be back on the air talking with Janaki Severi in a moment.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
If you look on the back of a Galeos dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GaleosCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. And yes, so now we have Janaki Severi on the line. We're going to talk to her. I already did her bio once, but I'm going to do it again. She's a master's degree in counseling. She's trained in Reiki, Jin Shin, Jiu-Jitsu, Ayurveda wellness, hands-on healing, and is a conscious and trained empath. She works in the business world as a people development champion, as a coach, and interpersonal skill trainer. And she has a private business assisting her clients to be magnificent. And so welcome, Janaki.
Thank you so much, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and so just to let people know, she's going to be giving a workshop Sunday, February 15th on Make Friends with Your Empath. And her website is www.managingdynamics.com. So we're going to find out from Janaki what it means to be an empath.
Oh, you know, it's very interesting because we all have the capacity to be empathic in the sense of have empathy for people. But the empath actually takes it a little bit farther. And there's a spectrum of something called mirror neurons in people. And have you ever heard of those, Chris, mirror neurons?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so they're in the brain, and they are actually something that helps you learn by seeing and doing. And it's some populations, such Native American populations, actually never do direct instruction for their children. They just count on their kids seeing, observing, and integrating. But at the brain level, mirror neurons have a lot to do with empathy and feeling. So on the low end of that spectrum, it would be Asperger's and autism, where their mirror neurons don't work or don't work well or don't work consistently. On the high end, it would be being an empath. And an empath feels your feelings, Chris, as though they were you. That's very different than feeling it like I imagine you would be feeling it. So empaths oftentimes don't realize that they have that skill, and they can feel very much like they go to a party and they're in a really good mood and things are going well and somebody's sad at the party and all of a sudden they don't realize it, but they've connected with them as an empath and they start feeling sad and they don't know what happened. It's like, whoa, I don't know why I'm so sad. And
yeah,
when
I
you
think
start
that happens a lot of people don't realize it. They don't realize they're taking on other people's feelings.
Totally, totally. And it can be all the way from emotion to even illness. You can actually pick up the experience of someone else's illness and go home feeling stuffy or achy, etc. So it's a direct transfer of the feeling state of the other party. And so it's a beautiful capacity if you make friends with it.
And that's what you're teaching people. And before we get into that, let's talk about what empaths are capable of.
Well, it is a lot to do with the fact that this emotional energy is involved in a magnetic resonance as well as mirror neurons. So empaths feel your energy as though they're you and can feel through you. So they can actually feel you, but let's say you're talking about a close friend who's had an emotional experience. An empath can actually feel the friend, too. I can feel three people out. If you talk about someone who has a child, I can feel the child. Not all the time. Depends on where I'm at in my own, you know, restfulness, etc. Empaths can also sense the emotions within 50 miles of another person. Have you ever wanted to pick up a phone and call a friend because you were worried about them in that moment?
I've thought of somebody and they have phoned me. I think it's kind
and
of
that's
similar
the same
thing.
Idea. Okay. So either you reach out or they reach out to you. So an empath can feel that far away. Some, there are no boundaries. The average empath may be 50 miles away, but some can feel another person all the way around the planet. And so it's very surprising and, disconcerting when you don't know what it is, because it just feels like you're having your life and then wham, something else happens. On the other hand, when you know what it is and you get that feeling, you call and you say, hey, how you doing? I was thinking about you. Are you okay? And that ability to reach out when someone's struggling is such a gift. So that's part of why you want to make friends with your empath. You want to listen to it. You want to give that energy a voice without being afraid.
So how do we make this, you know, be our friend? So it's not, can I imagine too, it could be scary for people.
It is. And I think that the most important thing, Chris, is to get a sense of who you are as a person. I think sitting practices are very important, either meditation or being very quiet or listening to music and getting a sense of your interior, who you are. What is Chris Steinitz like? When is she emotional? What are sensitive hot buttons for her? Because when you're an empath and you're a conscious empath, you want to know the difference between your stuff and their stuff. So the first place to start is, who am I, right? And literally, how do I feel? And what are my emotions? And what makes me tick? And how can I love myself? So love self, know self, know self boundaries. Then when something other than that comes at you, and you're in an environment where you're usually having a good time, or where you're with somebody and you're usually really enjoying them, and all of a sudden you have this concern about them, you may be tapping into, they just went to the doctor and they have a health report that they're not sharing. You may be tapping into their child is not well, but they're hoping it'll be fine, but there's a sadness inside them that they're not speaking, but you're feeling it. And there's a book called The Book of Empathy by Dr. Ayo Cabani, where he is a scientist that's actually studying empathic capacity. And I called him and said, I'm an executive coach. I work with people. And sometimes I'm told that people behave in a particular way that is causing them to have some problems at work. And so I'll read the concerns to my client, and the person will look right at me and say, I don't do that. But I, as an empath, am getting 100% clarity that they do that. And so on the flip side, I can't say, well, I'm an empath, and I think you're just unaware of what you do. And I said to Dr. Arakamani, I said, is it possible that a person can be having an emotional experience and disassociate from it? He said, absolutely. We can't prove it yet. So, and the other thing an empath does is they often feel feelings you're not willing to feel. And that's a beautiful thing, because you can treat a person appropriately for their emotional state, even though they don't realize that's where they're at. And one of the statements about empaths is that the metaphor is we eat the dark. We take dark away from other people. I don't mean we take it and keep it. We pass it to ourselves and bless it onto a higher power, which dissolves it. But being in the presence of an empath, people often say, and there was no direct coaching them intentionally, they say, I always feel so much better when I'm with you. So we, by our capacity to feel, also can remove dark from people energetically. And that's another thing that surprises people. Say, I don't know why people always feel so good when they're around me. Of course, the art is not to keep that negativity, right? It's to pass it through.
Yeah, and that's one of the problems, because people don't necessarily know how to do that.
Exactly.
There's some learning in that. But they also just, you know, there's that bridging of the relationship. The sitting there with somebody who know, they understand me. You know, they don't have to explain themselves, or, you know, they just feel that comfort to be in the presence of a person like that who has that empath ability.
And you know what, Chris, that's what the beauty is. Sometimes people think, well, if I go take a class, I have to be all this formal empath. No, actually, you can just have your life, continue doing what you're doing, come take the class and learn more about making friends with your empath. And your commitment to being an empath is just that, what you just said, just to help people be more comfortable around you, help them be at ease, help them feel at peace with themselves. And there may be no more than that. No hanging a card out, no claiming to be an empath, but just knowing what that is that you're capable of. All the way to, gosh, I know I'm an empath, but I'm stuck in some places. I don't know how to release some of that negativity. So the class covers the whole range from recognizing and using in everyday life with no making it your work, all the way to I'm actively using it, but I have some areas I'd like to explore.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was important, too, that you were saying to do that internal work, to know who you are, because in order for you to know that what you're picking up isn't you, you have to know who you are and know the difference between your energy and somebody else's energy. And there's lots of trainings in this. I give a training on that too. People can reach out. A lot of people who do any kind of psychic training, some people teach that level of being aware of the energy. And then it gets confusing, because if you aren't aware of it, you can, you know, start thinking you're having a psychotic experience, and not knowing who you are. And that's so important to really know who you are.
And there's another important thing, Chris, is that I'm a big believer that we manage our thoughts for ourselves and for others. And, you know, if you've read Bruce Lipton's work on the biology of a cell, and you know that cells themselves respond to thought. So another interesting piece is, if you're an empath and you can receive and experience another's emotion, you can send it. So a person who has that sort of magnetic resonance, who can sense things energetically and through their mirror neurons, not only is a great receiver, they're also a very powerful sender. So it's very important that if you recognize this in yourself, because we all have it, but sometimes it's dormant or under intensified. Once you recognize it, then there's another capacity, which is you have to be responsible in a good way about just how you think. And if you are in a negative experience, then work on yourself. Don't take that out.
Yeah, you're sending out that negativity. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women, and we'll come back in a moment and talk more with Janaki Severi.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we've been talking about how to be an empath with Janaki Severi. Say, Janaki, can you give people your website, how they can reach you, if you have any, you know, books or products that people can be aware of?
You know, I don't, but if people contact me through my website, I'm happy to give them lists of books on being an empath if that's their interest. My website that reflects my corporate work, but it's also the way to reach me. So it's www.managingdynamics.com.
So great. So we're going to talk now about, the guidelines that, of being an empath. It's, which I think there's some important issues here for people to be aware of how to interact with others when you, especially if you know you're an empath, some guidelines on behavior, I suppose you'd call it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what happens, Chris, is that once people recognize that one, of course, the critical thing, and I make this as a joke, that you're not nuts and you are actually feeling other people's feelings, and you step back and say, wow, this is actually a gift, and how can I use it? So sometimes people are compelled then to take that and go try and fix people because you get the full experience. Let's say if you were having an intense emotional experience and, you know, struggling with something, rather than just be there for you and hold space for you and respond to you, an untrained empath might want to go fix you, try and give you a ton of advice. And the truth is that because you get that sense of where someone's at, it doesn't mean it's yours to fix. Sometimes a person is going through something that's very critical for their development. The empath experience can be to witness it, to be there for them, to respond to questions when asked, but to allow them, with a vote of confidence, to walk through that journey and become more strong. I think sometimes the most important thing for an empath, because they get these insights, is they forget to ask permission to help. So it's very important that you say, you know, it feels like you're having a really sad day or a difficult day. I don't want to put words in your mouth. So something emotional is occurring for you. How can I help? Or is there anything I can do? Or I have a couple of ideas. Is this a good time to share them? So when it's very calm and easeful and inviting, if they say no, then you don't get your feelings hurt. You just say, well, I'm glad you're clear. And if you do want to chat, let me know. Because it's very important that people have boundaries that are theirs to manage.
Yes, and it's important to know that. And you're right, we're not responsible for other people's feelings. We're not responsible to fix it. And I like the questions you asked, was that having that sense of curiosity, to not assume or make judgments of, you know, you look like you're mad today. What's going on? Just mm-hmm. to ask more, well, what's going on today? You're not putting any assumption on it. It allows them to share it or not share it.
And I think, for example, I have a personal recollection because I had a hip replacement in 2006. And when I was in pain, I could look at a person, and I am sure that there were times when I would wince and my face would look a little scrunchy and uncomfortable, and one could think I was mad. But in fact, that was me having a physical expression of pain. So to say I was mad would actually be a complete miscall. But my face might feel that way. An empath would get an intense experience of discomfort. And the respectful thing is to sort. Is this physical pain, emotional pain? Is it anger? I'm not sure. So you're right. The tone you use was beautiful because when you use a curiosity like, are you sad? What's your emotion? It's also important that you don't make that emotion bad. Mad sometimes for a woman who's been abused and never asked for help and never taken a stand for herself could be a breakthrough to recovering her own boundaries. And so sometimes we look from a distance and we give something a name, and if we don't separate our stuff from their stuff, maybe for me being mad would be not a good thing. But for them, it might be a beautiful first step to personal freedom.
Mm-hmm. And that's for them to decide. It's all an individual thing, and not to have that expectation of, you should get over this. You should heal yourself from this.
Exactly. Oh, gosh. What a beautiful insight on your part. Those kinds of statements actually cause people to feel ashamed of their emotions. And emotions are a beautiful way to express where you are, but they are neither good nor bad. It's only the spin we give them that gives them a value of good or bad.
Yes, and there's times when you're just feeling that, and so don't make me wrong for feeling that or having the desire to express it. I'm working through something. It doesn't,
exactly.
You know, a lot of times I've sensed that sometimes too, where there's that expectation of, you know, of get over it or you shouldn't feel that way, and well, right now I feel that way, and I'm gonna move through it. You know, allow me my process, because it's all a process. We all work through our feelings and our emotions, and we're where we are right now in that. So just in our last few minutes, I would love for you to share. There's different kinds of empath, and you could perhaps talk about that. Some people might relate to one kind or another.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's an interactive empath. An inactive empath, excuse me. That's a person whose skills are shut down. They actually probably had some experiences fairly young and either shared it with a significant parent or it scared them. So rather than open up and being curious, they turned it off. So sometimes a person comes to my workshop and they're just curious about being an empath but have no sense of it in them. But oftentimes it was that empath that sort of walked them to the workshop, sort of saying, hey, if we can get you there, maybe you'll let me out and I can have my own voice. So the inactive is first. Partial empath is where there's some filters that are overwhelmed and the person actually doesn't know how to relate to certain kinds of intensity. But in others, they're actually very capable. So maybe they receive extreme joy, maybe they receive mild sadness, maybe they receive recovery from grief, and they can really respond as an empath to that. But if it's intense, maybe they are still yet a little inactive or shut off. Then we have activated. This is a person who can control their information. They have really good self-care practices, and they set good boundaries, and they are engaged and friends with their empath. A fully activated empath actually moves it more to that plus the capacity to heal, actually translating emotions and having them actually express them, and then you sort of take those emotions. And it isn't actually a physical reach, but it's allowed them to go through the empath as a filter and then out to the universe to be blessed and released and integrated into neutral. And they are also very good with their boundaries and oftentimes quite accurate in what they experience from the other person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And these are things that people can practice. As, you know, some people are naturally probably a fully activated empath. And then we think, well, that's not me. I never could get that. But people can learn this. It's tuning into themselves and tuning into the energy around them. Mm-hmm. And then practice it. You know, you maybe test it out with some close friends of just, hey, I'm feeling this. I just want to test it out. Not in the fix it way, but, you know, just to start learning, because getting that feedback can tell you more. Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right on. I think it is something that once you open the door, your conscious mind starts recognizing the signals you've already been receiving that we're not an active empath. And so many times that which was your skill all along is revealed. And you can then, because you're practicing in a safe environment, get more confident and then find language. Like I say to people that don't know about being an empath, because it's not necessary, it might be uncomfortable for them, I just say, I make really good hunches. And I use language that doesn't sound unfamiliar, and I use language that doesn't sound woo-woo, because there are those for whom that would be very uncomfortable. And so my purpose is to comfort people, to assist them, to be present for them, to support them, to see how magnificent they are from an energetic level to using my voice.
Well, that's great. Well, I want to let people know Janneke is giving the workshop Sunday, February 14th. Make friends with your empath. Check it out on our website, also along with Melissa Wadsworth. Hers is Sunday evening, which means it's also men are invited. And just go to womanofwisdom.org to check out all these amazing workshops. You can just attend these two workshops and nothing else the whole weekend. It's all individually priced. We also have the specials going on to the early bird specials through the end of December. And you can buy a conference pass as well. So mark your calendars, February 12th through the 16th. We're be in Seattle for Women of Wisdom. I'm Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of the Women of Wisdom Conference and the organization. Also have the book. It's an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And that makes a great gift for a holiday. And people love to get books. And this is an inspirational book with many voices of the divine feminine, art, and poetry. And I invite you to check that out on our website, womanofwisdom.org. So, and you can check out my website, chrysalisleadership.com, and see what I'm up to. I'm also available to travel and speak in your city. So contact me. Next week, I'll be having two more Women of Wisdom guests, Mosa Bestressa and Starfeather Macy. So this is Chris Stainis. I invite everybody to join me again every Friday at 1 o'clock, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
If you look on the back of a Galeo dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GaleosCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's BrendaThyne.com.
Get Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.